time now for Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so excited today because guess what? This marks a full year that we've been doing Heart to Heart, talking to spirit and animals on the radio with my cohort here, Gil Sheffer, and we're celebrating this morning. I brought in some Heart to Heart cupcakes, but we're not eating in the studio in case the boss is listening. So anyway, it's been fun, and I hope you all have enjoyed it. I've had some fabulous guests, and I have another one this morning, another classmate of mine from Lisa Williams' classes, and just a darling of a medium. You're going to love her. She is one of the youngest professional mediums, and she is so accurate and spot on, I'm sure it just shocks people. But joining us this morning is Fleur. Fleur is a naturally gifted psychic medium. As an evidential medium, she has given hundreds of readings to those who need messages, peace, and validation from loved ones who have passed. Fleur gives private readings. She organizes workshops and online classes to help everyone access their own and unique spiritual gifts and intuition. In fact, she's recently been recognized by CBS News as one of the top five psychic mediums in Los Angeles, and she regularly works in various theaters throughout California. So, good morning, Fleur.
Hey, that was your one-year anniversary.
Yes, this is our one-year anniversary. It's so fun. I told Gil it's 1 year, and he was sort of laughing at me, but he's going to be liking that cupcake later.
Exactly. I'm kind of bummed I'm not there with you guys.
I know. See, there's benefits to coming to the studio, but that would have been a hike for you from California.
That's true. Maybe worth the cupcake, maybe not.
Yeah. Well, you know, it has to be a really good cupcake, right?
That's true. Absolutely.
So this morning, I wanted to talk to you because you are one of those gals who's been in touch with your other side since you were very young. You were only like 4 when this started to really come to fruition, right?
Yeah, and you know, I think I must have been younger than that. I just wasn't vocalizing it. I think it's always just been there, and I think it's interesting. As a child, you don't think anybody else sees the world in any different way than you do.
Yeah.
So you just share, and you openly share, and people start scratching their heads around the time you're about 4 or 5, so that's when I discovered it.
Yeah, and you also share with your friends, and I'm sure you got some quizzical looks, like, huh?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think I was just very, very lucky that my parents and my family didn't necessarily say, oh, my gosh, this is the best thing ever, but they also didn't mind it. So it
right.
was really wonderful, yeah.
And, you know, I'm actually thinking that is one of the great things about the age we are in right now, because there is so much on TV and magazines, even Disney in movies, that is talking about, you know, sort of the other side, and talking about these gifts that are opening up for so many people all over the world, that it's not so scary and odd anymore, is it?
Oh, absolutely. It's just amazing. And I'm pretty young, but even in the early 90s when my parents were trying to find resources, there was nothing out there, maybe like one book. And then if you go to the bookstore now, I don't know how it is by you guys, but here in Los Angeles, you'll have whole bookstores on the subject, which is incredible.
It's yeah. And we do too. We have the metaphysical bookstores, and they're really talking about all the different things from all over the place, from angels and tarot and just mediumship and spirit and what happens when we cross. So it's also just fascinating for people. It's one of those topics that once people open up, they find out that everybody around them has a story of intuition, and they all share in that together. It's a bonding thing.
Oh, it's so true. I think the funniest thing that I've come across by being a medium is that people will hear about what I do and they'll take me aside and they say, don't think I'm crazy, but I just have to share this story with you. And I'm like, I think you're crazy? Like, hello. Everyone has a story.
I know. And that is so true, Fleur. I have found that, too. They all have a story. And I find that as well in animal communication. When I do talks about animal communication, you'll have people sitting there. And I've gone to pet club groups where there have been people that have sat there who have never said a word in all the time they've gone to these meetings, the instructor told me. And all of a sudden, they're opening up with stories of, communication with their pet that they could swear they were getting this from the dog. And, of course they were. But, they couldn't feel comfortable enough to share that with anybody. In fact, the guy said, I've never told a soul, not even my wife. But you don't feel comfortable sharing that until other people open up, and then you feel like you have permission to say your story too.
Absolutely. It's fascinating. It really is. And even the most skeptical people that I've come across will have that one story that they're just mortified to almost tell. But it's so funny.
The story they can't explain any other way, even though they've tried.
Exactly. Yes. And they're like, what do you think about it? What do you think? I'm like, well, I think it's probably true. I think, it's you're not making it up.
Yeah, and absolutely.
It's really funny to stretch people beyond their five senses.
Yeah. So now I also wanted to talk about, I know you were following a professional curriculum when you first went to college. You were on a track to go to medical school, weren't you?
Yes. I actually went to go see my own first medium when I was about 18, 19. And at the time, I wanted to go to medical school, and just everything was not working out. They lost my paperwork, the transfer didn't go over, they couldn't find this, they couldn't find that. It was just roadblock after roadblock. Things were not working out. And all these things started happening, and me having been quite a weird child growing up, my parents said, why don't you go see a medium? And I thought, oh, this is baloney. I have no interest in going to see a medium. But I went and sat down right in front of her, and she goes, oh, you'll be doing this in 2 years. And I was like, I just want to go to medical school. Can't you just tell me how to get to medical school? Because I have no interest in this. So funny.
Yeah, you had other plans, but Spirit had other plans for you, Fleur.
Exactly. And I tried as hard as I possibly could to run away from it. But, it does kind of pique your interest a bit, and it does get your curiosity. And I thought, okay, what if I give it a year? What if I just try it out? I won't have to tell a soul. I'll just keep it to myself. No one will have to know that I do this. And after that, I just fell in love with it. And I thought, wow, what an amazing way to heal people in a different way. There's still so much healing to be done in the field of mediumship that's, not like being a doctor, but it does have a similar quality to it.
Yeah, and I like that you said that, Fleur, that there's so much healing to be done, because here you are, you're still a healer. And it's so true in mediumship.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the best things about the job, I think. Giving people just a tiny bit of that relief so that they can keep moving forward, they can find that next place in their life they have to be at. It really puts off all this pressure, just pulls it off of their shoulders, so that they can keep moving forward with the idea that they're not alone, that they are connected. It just answers so many questions. It's amazing.
Yeah, and sometimes all they're looking for is a little bit of validation for things that they are thinking and they are believing. And it's like when they can hear it, particularly from a loved one on the other side, it just strikes home for them.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I really think that a lot of times the work that you and I do, it's information that people in their heart already know. We're just bringing it to the forefront and bringing it to the surface. We're making the subconscious conscious,
And yeah, absolutely, Fleur. I agree with you. I agree with you, because I'm always, I get done and, people are shaking their heads, but I'm thinking, they already knew that.
Exactly. They're like, how did you know that? That's the question.
I just needed to hear that. But I'm also thinking that, your college work, when you started out with the medical side, you have a lot of medical knowledge now that you can also bring to the forefront, almost like a medical intuitive. Do you find that you use that a lot for people that are having health issues?
You know, it does come forward. I think I use it more to kind of connect with people on the other side and see what their health issues were.
Okay.
Yeah, it does come into play a little bit, but I think everything I've learned in college, after not doing the medical thing, I went into mass media communications, and I learned this and that and all over the place, really. And I think all of it's come to be useful. There wasn't a single thing I studied or learned that I think, wow, what a waste of time. Like, it all comes together. And there will be the most interesting points in a reading where I think, I would have never known that had I not taken, like, linguistics, you know, or, like, had I not taken sociobiology or something of that sort. So it's all come back together, and absolutely the medical knowledge does come to the forefront.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
It just kind of comes in the mixing pot, you know. It's all this huge amount of information that I've gathered over my life, and you've gathered all sorts of information over your life, and it is really interesting, kind of the pieces that you'll pull in a reading based on what you yourself have experienced.
You know, that is true, because, you know, we all come to this field with a varied background. You know, and it is so interesting. I mean, my background was in marketing and banking, of all things.
Oh, yeah. How interesting.
And it's interesting how that comes together. But then you also bring to that life experiences. You know, I was deeply connected with my grandmother. And, you know, that sort of like kicked things off for me when she passed. But all those life experiences and having gone through some serious illnesses, you know, all those things are triggers that play into things. And it also gives you that empathy for things that our clients are going through.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Because, you know, we are sensitive, but I think until you've really experienced it yourself, that's when you can step in and say, wow, I know exactly what you're going through. I've been there. You will get through it. You know, I've seen people get through it. I myself have gone through it. So it brings such a life experience to it. I completely agree with you.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So, well, now I wanted to ask you, now I know besides just doing readings, you also do some classes, Fleur, and yeah. I know you have, it's sort of like a monthly class where you talk about de-stressing and reconnecting with your own spiritual gifts. So tell us a little bit about what you do there on a monthly basis.
Yes, so on a monthly basis, it's a little bookstore right by where I live. It's in Venice, California, and it's really nice. It's tucked away. It's very relaxing. And I think, you know, sometimes we get so busy in our daily lives, we kind of forget to tune into our intuition. We forget to have that moment of saying, oh, what am I feeling today? Like, what are my senses telling me? What do I feel about this situation or know about this person? And I think it gives everyone a really nice opportunity to come together once a month for an hour and a half and just kind of discuss their intuition and connect. And I give them exercises and kind of some guiding tips on how to access it a little bit better and how to get a clearer image of what's coming forward for you. So every month is a fun theme. So this last time we had spirit guides as a theme. And it's really exciting just to see people progress and really get it and find their own intuitive gifts and tap in and use it in their daily lives. It's incredible.
I know. I love that. Well, Fleur, we actually we have a listener who's called in. So let's say hello.
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 Hi. Do you do readings?
Yeah, we do readings. Can I have your first name?
Patty.
Hi, Patty. Okay.
Hi, Patty.
Do you have a question?
Yeah. I think sometimes that I have somebody following me all the time.
Okay.
I don't know.
Patty, can I ask you, do you have a male right above you, like a father figure who's passed over?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to say that I have a father figure coming forward for you immediately. And when you say, I feel like someone's following me, he goes, oh, that's me. So he comes forward first and foremost here. Now, would you understand that you also have a brother connected to you that's in the physical world with us?
Yeah, can you speak up? I can't hear you.
Is there also a brother for you here in the physical world?
Yeah, that's my brother, yeah. He died.
Okay. Because he's also mentioning brother, okay, that I'm having to recognize here. Now, you would understand that you're actually pretty close to your father. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because your father hasn't left you in the physical world at all. He wants to make sure that you know that the two of you are connected all the time. So that's why you feel his energy. And do you also understand that you feel it very strongly right before you go to sleep? Does that make sense to you as well?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because he says he comes in a bit stronger at that time, and that's because you yourself are kind of in a sleep state, uh-huh. and you're going into this kind of subconscious energy, uh-huh. so your own awareness will become heightened, will become bigger. And so he'll have the opportunity to step forward. Now, he also has to mention a dog here. I have a dog with him on the other side. Would you understand that? That there's a family dog that uh-huh. will be passed over with him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I have, and it's a pretty big dog. You understand that as well?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have a family dog that's here on the other side with him. He just wants you to know that he has the dog. I also do want to recognize that there's dogs in the physical world with you right now that you have around you or take care of, but he says he can get the attention of the animals that are in your life.
He said what, Fleur?
So I believe here that she has dogs or pets that she has in her okay. physical life here at the moment that he's able to say hello to as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. So there you go, Patty. So okay. So that presence you feel that following you is your dad.
Yeah, I knew that.
See, anyway. We just got done saying that, Fleur. People ask us right. things, and in their heart they know, and you knew, didn't you, Patty?
Yeah, well, I think I have some sort of a psychic ability, but I don't know how to... channel it or whatever.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you do. So maybe someday, Patty, you'll be interested. And I also do some classes, too, on developing psychic and intuition. And maybe we can connect sometime.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Where would you call to talk to you?
Okay. My office number is 717-968-5289.
968-5289. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Patty, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Patty.
968, what was it again?
968 717-968-5289.
5289. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Patty. Thanks, Fleur. That was wonderful.
Uh-huh. People are like, oh, I feel like someone's following me. And it's like, well, of course, your loved ones love to be around you.
They're always yes. around. They're always with you. Yeah. But that was great. Thank you so much for
Absolutely.
Helping Patty with that. I love that.
And I always want to let people know, you know, it might feel scary if you don't 100% know who it is. But I would say it always is someone who loved you in the physical life and just wants to be close and wants to say hello. Because really, what other way do they have to let you know? There's very little ways that they can come forward. So they, of course, don't want to scare you, but it's the best way to reach out.
Yeah. All right. Well, Fleur, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be right back, everybody.
Right.
It's time now for more Jackie LeBrow, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBrow with more Heart to Heart.
Okay, we're back, and Fleur and I were just talking during the commercial break that, I want to thank Patty for calling in. Patty, that was wonderful, and I'm so glad that we were able to bring you that information so you know that that person following you is not a stalker, it's just dear old dad. So it's always good to know that you have those loving spirits, but Fleur and I were saying how sooner or later they're going to call us validators instead of mediums, because that was a perfect example of where Patty sensed that it was her father. So people always know, and they come to us and we tell them things they already know. So trust yourself, everybody, when you get those things. Trust that what you're getting is real. How about, Fleur?
Oh, my gosh, I completely agree. And even for us validators, as mediums, we still have to teach ourselves to trust ourselves. I'm sure you have gotten all sorts of weird things in readings.
Oh, my goodness, yes. You know, and people, yeah, because, you know, we're just people, too, and we have all those doubts and stuff that we had to try to get over, and we still do. So there are times that something comes up to me that I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, that's ridiculous, and you know, I don't trust it. And then towards the end of the reading, I remember things from our class, Fleur, like when Lisa would say, mm-hmm. just give what you get. And I'll say, okay, I just have to say this because it's come up again. Like it keeps knocking. And the person goes, oh my gosh, I know what that is.
Exactly. And it's so funny. Sometimes I feel like I'm having a whole argument with the lovely spirit that's come to visit me. And I'm like, really? You're going to make me say that? And they're like, just say it.
Oh, you know? That's funny, Fleur. I do the same thing. And
yeah.
I've told my husband, I said, I'm probably the only person that argues with spirit. Well, I'm not. How about?
Oh, no. No, I'm definitely in company with that. I sit there and I'm like, the whole, you know, for a good 20 minutes, I'm talking. And in my mind, I'm having a side conversation with them going, really? Really? You want me to say that? I'm not saying that. Change it.
Yes, I said the same thing. I had a spirit come through, and I have to tell you this one because it was one of the ones that I really argued with. And it was a friend of my sister's, and he said to me, tell Di I hate her. And I said, I am not telling her that. She'll be crushed. I said, what a terrible thing to say. And I'm arguing with him. Now, you had to know that was his personality in life. He was a real kibitzer, and he was one who liked to just pull your chain. And I thought, okay. And then he said, just tell her. So I told her, and she busted out laughing. And here I was, afraid she would be in tears, thinking her good friend John was saying, I hate her. But he knew. He knew. So
he knew. They always know. And it always is something, I think my golden rule at this point has become, if you're arguing with them for longer than 5-10 minutes and they're sticking with it, usually it's going to be like the piece of information that helps that person like really know it's them.
All right. I like that rule. I think I will take that role on as mine too, Fleur, because it's true. I've said the same thing. When the same message keeps coming back and it keeps repeating, even though I'm pushing it away, it must be important.
Right. Exactly. So it really it applies to us all, even the validators. We all have to learn to trust ourselves. And because we can get the funniest things. You know, you got an I hate you. I have gotten things like, your grandma liked to walk around in her underwear. You know, something like that. If that's not right, then oh geez, you know, I've just insulted your memory of your grandma.
So. Although that would be a funny memory, so you know you'd have to remember
absolutely.
That.
Exactly. So super funny things like that will come forward, and you just think, oh my goodness, is this real? And it just always validates it for me, too.
Yeah. But, you know, I was thinking as we were just talking about this, Fleur, that we're saying when it keeps coming back, you know, it's important. And I'm thinking that really applies to everybody out there. You know how you have these thoughts and they pop into your head and it's something that maybe you think you should do, but, you know, you just put it away. You don't have time right now. And later in the day, it pops in again. And then you hear a song and it has words that remind you of the same thing. And I'm thinking that is your intuition coming back, keep knocking on the door saying, no, this is important. So it's not just things that we get, Fleur. It's things that everybody gets.
Well, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I always, as in the workshops that we were talking about earlier here, in those workshops, I say, you know, when you haven't really looked into developing your clairaudience, which means like hearing, and the clairvoyance, which is seeing in your mind's eye, you really will find that it comes forward in your regular life. So like you said, you will be pulled to a radio song. You will see something in your daily life over and over and over again. They're just trying to find a way to get you the message in something that's easier for you at that moment, more accessible.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. You have to pay attention. So
yeah,
true.
Absolutely. And it's the things that catch your attention. You
yep.
know, things that ordinarily, like, you know, you might be driving along and, you know, you might see birds, but there's this one bird that comes up who's like, you know, either making noise or, you know, really fluttering around. It's whatever really draws your attention. There's your sign.
Exactly. And then also just, you know, right when you're feeling it or right when you're seeing it, just that gut feeling that comes along with it, that you're just like, yes, that is a sign. I know that's a sign.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't tell you how many people have told me, I know my dad leaves me these pennies. And, you know, and they know it. And it's true. And he'll come in and say, yeah, the pennies are from me.
Yeah,
and it's true, but they know.
And it can be the most random things. I did a reading this week with a lady who had lost her father. And he kept telling, this is another one of those examples of just say it. He kept telling me, talk about the poinsettia. And I was like, that's so random. Like, why would I talk about the poinsettia? Well, it turns out everywhere she goes, she sees poinsettias, no matter what time of the year it is. She has one right next to her dad's picture that never dies, and that's her sign. And so it's like it can be anything. You know, it doesn't have to be the feather or the penny or the butterfly. It can be anything at all. And I think sometimes people come in going, this is a weird sign. Why would that be my sign? And I say, just trust it. If you're seeing it all the time, it's your sign.
Yeah. Yeah. And because it is unusual, that makes it even more of a sign because it's not something that everybody else has and everybody else sees, you know, exactly. So it's really more personalized and for them. So it's great. So you know
exactly.
What, Fleur, the other thing I wanted to talk about this morning, I saw you also do a class called an energy tune up. And, you know, we've talked about accessing our own intuition. And of course, that's always easier when our energy is clear. So what do you talk about in that class?
I'm so happy you asked. I'm so excited about this class. It is an online class, so anybody can take it from anywhere. You don't have to be in Los Angeles. But I'm so, so excited about it because I really find, and I'm sure that you do as well, the more we want to tap into our intuition, the more we want to be aware of what's going on in a world that's not just a physical world, we really have to make sure we've got a good foundation and a clean slate. It's like an artist. You can't paint a beautiful picture on top of a canvas that's muddy and runny with oil paint and, you know, smeared everywhere. It's just not going to be a good picture. You're going to end up with a mess. So the same thing, really, I think, is in our physical bodies and our spiritual bodies. Both require a cleanup. And we do that with the physical body. We take a shower every day. We brush our teeth. But so many of us forget to clean the energetic body. And it really is that body inside of your physical body. Some people call it the soul. Some people call it like a template. You know, we've got all sorts of names for it. But really, it requires a cleanup, too. And so I'm really going to teach people how to clean away any and everything that not really feeling very good in their energetic body. We're going to talk about clearing spaces, so making sure that your home feels really wonderful and that you're not dragging any anger or disappointment or just feelings of frustration from the day. And then on top of that, also a big thing I'm going to be covering is just cord cutting and removing people in your life that are not serving you and have been a negative presence for years and years and years. And that doesn't mean you have to take them out of your life, but it can mean that you just remove them from your energy so that they're no longer on your brain 24/7 and something that you're struggling with. So it's going to kind of be an all-around cleanup. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, well, that is fascinating. And you hit some things there that, I want to delve into further. We talked about people in your life that are sometimes weighing heavily on you and sort of pulling you down and sort of not necessarily removing them physically from your life, but removing them from your energy. So can you give us some tips, Fleur? How can people do that?
Yes. So one of the best ways is to really sit with yourself and start meditating and bring in visualization. So I love to work with color. I love to work with light. And seeing people as kind of two energy forms. So in your mind, if you go into a meditation or if you sit there and just kind of quietly take 10 minutes for yourself, you can imagine that there's bonds between the two of you. And you can imagine that you have maybe like streaks of light or a cord that runs between the two of you. And you can just ask that that cord go to the person, you know, that it be removed from your energy and that it be brought to the person who gave it to you. Another way that you can do this, and one that I really like, is I like to imagine that I have like a magnet around me. And this magnet is going to pull away anything that's not mine, anything that doesn't belong to me. It just is like an automatic boom out of my energy. Another thing I like to talk about is imagining a vacuum. So you can kind of suck up anything that's not really working with you. And I feel like the more you do these kind of exercises, the more you really step into it, the easier it's going to get. So the first time, you know, it might be a little bit difficult to visualize, but over time it's going to become so much easier. You can do it in 2 seconds. And I know that I do this after every reading, after every interaction that, you know, hasn't been 100% wonderful, even in my daily life. And just making sure that I'm a good vessel, that I'm a clear person, a clear energy, that my energy is clear, that I'm ready for whatever the day has to bring me, and can go forth in the world and be a positive light rather than carrying around my negativity or other people's negativity.
Yeah, Yeah, because otherwise people just add to that as you go through your day. So I love those visualizations, Fleur, because I love those are things that everybody can imagine because we know what a magnet is. We know how it works. We know how it picks mm-hmm. things up and pulls them out. And we certainly know about vacuums.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of different ways for people to do this. And if you're not so much a visual person, so that's kind of for the visual ones of us, you can also do it by writing it down, you know, and by taking a piece of paper and just writing down all your frustrations with that person, and then just really visually in your hand, actually physically seeing yourself put it outside in the trash or disengage from it. It can be a very physical experience, too.
Oh, I like that, you know, and I think that that actually helps with people because, you know, we've talked, too, about, like, I'll tell people, visualize they have a big suitcase or, a handbag mm-hmm. and stick all those things, all those negative things in that handbag. And as they put it in there, then take it out. Take it out and put it in the trash. So it's like physically, I mean, you could actually walk to your trash can and just boom.
Yes, absolutely. And I do that as well. Right before I prepare for a reading or even just in the beginning of the day, I do imagine myself with a trash can next to me and just start putting stuff inside of it. And sometimes I'm amazed with something that I did not think was a trigger at all. Somebody or some event or something that happened that I'll put into this trash can that I think, oh, that has very little effect on me. But the minute I do it, I feel such relief. So sometimes we're not even aware of what we're carrying around.
That is amazing. I like that. So you visualize a trash can and you ask for anything that needs to move on to be put into that. And then you sort of watch what goes.
Yeah, exactly. And just start putting in names and people and even people you love, you know, and sometimes we all have our little things and we rub each other the wrong way sometimes, so there's some friction in relationships, mm-hmm. or just the fact that, you know, your friend might be going through a really hard time and you've somehow absorbed that energy, and you don't have to carry that around to make them feel better. It doesn't help anybody, you know, for you to carry it around or for them to carry it around. You can just kind of release it.
I like that. I really like that. So wonderful, Fleur. Those are great tips for everybody because those are things everybody can use.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Everybody can use in their everyday. So it's just great. So now we're, believe it or not, I told you this would go fast. We're down to 3 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the last thing has to be great, right?
Well, so we don't run out of time. Let's tell people how they can find you for more information, and particularly because some people might want to join you for your energy tune-up class since that's an online class.
Yeah, so they can reach me at www.mediumfleur.com, and it's spelled M-E-D-I-U-M. And then F as in flower, L as in lion, E as in elephant, U as in umbrella, R as in Richard, .com. And that's the easiest way to find me. I'm also on Facebook. And if you want to email, it's info@mediumfleur.com.
Okay, wonderful. And I love
that. As long as you can remember Medium Fleur, you can find me.
That's right. Just put Medium Fleur in Google.
Exactly.
And it'll take you right there. So, and I just have to say, Fleur, I just love that name. So that's obviously French for flower, right?
It is. And people always joke about, oh my gosh, your parents must have been hippies. But really, it's a very common name in the Netherlands where I'm from. It's like a Sarah. So it works here as being unique. But
oh, I like that. So it's actually from the Netherlands. Well, goodness knows, now I'm thinking tulips.
Yes, that is tulips, windmills, and clogs.
Yeah, I love that. Well, so, you know, I have the French background, so I just love that. It's so pretty, and it just goes with you perfectly.
Thank you so much. I've grown to like it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure.
It's always funny as a kid, you know.
I'm sure when you were little, you were thinking that that was an odd name.
Yes, exactly. I love it now, but it's so funny to be growing up, especially I grew up in Texas, and whenever like a substitute teacher or even a teacher would come to my name on the roll call, they would just stop and they just wouldn't say anything. And I would have to raise my hand and be like, oh, that's me.
You're like, I don't know how to pronounce that.
Exactly. And I kind of knew where I was in the alphabet, so I would just wait for a silence, and yeah. I raised my hand.
You knew what was coming and what was coming
exactly.
next. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Fleur, I have to just thank you so much for joining us this morning. So hopefully by now the sun's coming up out there in California.
It is, and it looks lovely. It looks like it's going to be a great day.
See? Well, you started our day off on a fantastic note, and we were so happy that you could join us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jackie. It was a pleasure.
Okay, Fleur, we'll talk to you later. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're back. And wasn't that delightful? Fleur is just such a joy, so I'm so glad she could be with us this morning. So a couple things I want to bring everybody up to date on. Number one, first of all, I want to thank Patty for calling in. And that was so wonderful. And I'm so glad we were able to give you that reading and remind everybody that we can do that every week when we're on the air and we have a medium here. And the call-in number is the same number you can always call to get Gil, 717-637-0052. So keep that in mind. Also, I wanted to tell everybody that I will be appearing at the Spirit Network Festival, and that is Sunday, April 27th, so that's coming up later this month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's being held at the Clarion Hotel and Conference Center. That's 148 Sheraton Drive, New Cumberland. And that day, it's a day full of lectures, vendors, all kinds of good and delightful things to buy, and readings. Lots of mediums, as well as myself, angel readings and tarot. So it's just a fun time. So if you have time that day, please come join us. We would love to see you. Also, I wanted to tell people who my guests will be next week. Again, this is a wonderful gal, Gail Tricot, and she has made her life's mission to help others, and I have to tell you, in so many ways, through grief mediation, hypnotherapy, angel therapy, life cycle coaching, or just as a psychic medium. Gail calls upon her compassion as a caregiver to aid her clients in reclaiming their lives. She started out as a certified oncology nurse, and she's the founder of Pharmacon, a company that manages clinical trials for various pharmaceutical drugs coming out. She is highly esteemed for her patients. I'm sorry. She's highly esteemed for the work that she does. Oh. Sorry about that, Gil. See, that should teach me to always turn off my cell phone. Isn't that terrible? Anyway, Gail is esteemed by her peers in the health and wellness industry, as she should be as an oncology nurse and the founder of a pharmaceutical testing company. But she finds time in her private practice to work with individuals on an individual level. So she also is a certified angel therapy later. And I guess the thing that mostly people have great care for her is that she has worked with so many dying patients in cancer wards. So she brings that experience to her work as well. So she really is such a gifted person in so many ways. And she's going to be with us next week to talk about bridging the world between medicine and mind-body healing and mediumship and grief mediation. So please don't miss next week. You will just love her. Her most open site is called Front Porch Therapy, and she's just a good old soul from down south, and that just suits her perfectly. So you will certainly enjoy that. So thanks for tuning in again this week and helping us celebrate our 1-year anniversary of Heart to Heart. Hope to see you next week.